So, how long did you live out of Camden?
You mean out of, away from Camden?
Away from town.
Right after we were married, we moved to Newberry and lived there for about 3 years. Then we lived in Greenville for a year.
And then this place in the country, how long were you there?
About 10 years.
But that was here in Kershaw County?
Oh, yes. Camden was our base of operations still. Okay. My husband's business is here. All right. Okay, he comes, Lord. By the way.
Hi, how
this
are you?
This is my husband, Rock. This is Miss Ellen Rock, and she's a graduate of the University of Georgia. He graduated from the Forestry School at Georgia.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
She's doing some research on language. So mind your P's and Q's when you talk to her.
My mother graduated in, majored in Latin and Greek, and minored in French and English.
Oh, well, all right.
But so I should be able to speak right.
Are you on your way in and out or what?
I'm waiting on, they're going to put this dirt over here to Quaker.
Okay.
So I'm going to take them on the first load and show them where I put it.
Sure. Okay.
Better met Ms. Johnson.
Okay. So, you were born here in Camden, and how old are you?
I'll be 66 next week.
Okay. My birthday.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Camden.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to college.
Okay. So you went to Camden High School?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you worked?
Yes.
What type of jobs?
When I graduated from high school, it was in 41, and I took war jobs. Well, so-called war jobs. I worked for a short while for Henry Savage, who was an attorney here. He was involved in establishing the aviation school. I don't know if you've heard of the aviation school in Camden. He was one of the officers. I worked in his office for a while. And then I took a job with the South Carolina Forest Service. And that's where I met my husband.
What were you doing there?
I was secretary in the State Forest Service office.
Okay.
And then later, after my children were larger, I went to work as a private secretary for Richard. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But he's the man who set up the foundation for the, you know, where historic Camden is, below Camden. He was a philanthropist who involved himself in historical projects in Camden. And I worked for him until he died, which was about 23 or 4 years. And worked with him on these historical projects.
Oh,
also did
okay.
his private secretarial work. That was a real interesting job to have.
So that's why I was sent to you as the expert on local history.
I hope it wasn't you down as far as being an expert concerned.
Yeah,
I'm involved right now in a writing project. I don't know if Agnes told you about there are two volumes of the history of Camden, and the second one ends about 1920. It was published in 1926, and I'm involved in updating it as far as 1950. So what I'm doing, in effect, is writing volume 3. It's still in the early stages of compositions. You'll see the dawn of day for a long time.
Oh, that's interesting.